Hello everybody, I'm George from Ireland. Welcome back to my channel. I'm George from Ireland. Here we go. Seem to have cut off the first few seconds of that. But in this video, I'm asking why the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia repeatedly hosts talks between Russia and the United States and tries to play the honest broker between the two on the Russo-Ukrainian war. Donald Trump is very, very far from achieving his end of the war within 24 hours. It just seems risible now. Whatever 2 months into his presidency. So Saudi Arabia has posed as a neutral venue for talks. It was often Switzerland, but even Switzerland has imposed sanctions on Russia because of his unprovoked war of illegal aggression. Likewise, Finland, which sometimes hosts talks, always over the Helsinki human rights principles, that the Finns have acceded to NATO because they're so menaced by Russia's hyper-aggression and Putin's madcap megalomania. So the Saudi Arabians are very keen to put their country on the map for something other than oil and reactionary religious mania. So they've liberalized their country a little bit, opened up to tourism and so on. They've got bragging rights. And I am grateful to them for their efforts. Not that I'm a top-level diplomat, surprise, surprise. But they have been able to broker some prisoner exchanges. And that is a good thing, is them and some of the other Gulf Arab countries, like the Qataris, the United Arab Emirates, and so forth. So Saudi Arabia likes to be part of this third force. I don't think they're a formal member of the non-aligned movement. Back in the old Cold War days, they were definitely an ally of the United States. And in recent years, people talk about Americans, talk about friends and allies, despite the Saudi Arabian absolute monarchy, which is just medieval in its practices, being antithetical to American values. Now, the Saudi Arabians, they used to speak up for human rights, at least in Palestine, to want to end the heavy oppression of Palestinians, the illegal occupation of Palestine by Israel, but they've thrown the Palestinians to the wolves. And until 7th of October, there were some back-channel negotiations between the Saudi Arabians and the Israelis, and would Riyadh even confer recognition upon the state of Israel? Would the Israelis be permitted to open a diplomatic mission in Riyadh, probably with embassy status and so forth? And that, you know, that would make life a lot easier for the Israelis. I think they're allowed to use Saudi Arabian airspace, even as it is. But 7th of October put paid to that. So Saudi Arabia is sitting on the fence on this, but this is largely self-serving what they're doing. Mohammed bin Salman, he wants to pose as a statesman. He's strutting on the world stage. He's accorded Putin a state visit, which very few countries have done since this war began. I mean, Belarus, Azerbaijan, China, that's about your lot. North Korea, that's not company one would wish to keep, I think. So Mohammed bin Salman, he wants to move the agenda on from the murder of Jamal Khashoggi and things like that, from the judicial murder of Shia dissidents and so forth. So Saudi Arabia is really trying to rehabilitate its image. It spent huge sums on public relations people, particularly American PR people, since 2016 when Mohammed bin Salman became the effective ruler. Remember, he's only the crown prince. It's his father, King Salman, who's in his 80s and reportedly gaga, not been seen in public for several years, who is the titular head of state. But we all know that his kingly powers are exercised on his behalf by Mohammed bin Salman. Mohammed bin Salman is therefore king in all but formal designation. He's the prince regent, if you will. So Saudi Arabia is keen to bring in foreign direct investment. Their 2030 vision strategy, some of his plans have just been ludicrous, like the line. This city is going to be, was it 100 kilometers long and just one street? What if there's a breakdown in the lights, in the traffic lights? What if a car gets stuck and the city can't move? There is no other seat to go around. I have to go, oh my God, it's daft. And their tourist plan hasn't succeeded. Yes, they got a few tourists, but it's not very welcoming. Unmarried couples can share hotel rooms together and things like that. They're allowing people to have more fun, but like no democracy. Don't you make any mistake about that one. Okay, foreign women not having to wear the hijab and so forth. So because there was no tourism till like 10 years ago. You could go to work there, Hajj business trip. That was it. Tourism wasn't even allowed. To this day, infidels are not allowed in Mecca al-Haram, or indeed the city center of Medina, the second city in Islam. I was offered the job in Medina several years ago. I didn't go, but I wouldn't even have been able to go near the tomb of the Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. So they're trying to be arbiters, but their impartiality is dubious. They like Trump's way of strong-arming people. The United States has aided them, sold them weapons. So has the United Kingdom, other Western countries, for their war in Yemen, which has deliberately starved tens of thousands of civilians to death. They've got an abysmal human rights record, is worse than that of Iran, but for some reason they're seen as an ally of the West, which is really revolting. So Mohammed Salman is an autocrat, just like Putin, except Mohammed Salman doesn't go to the bother of ordering of organizing charade elections. There's no even pretended constitutionality. So Saudi Arabia is a deadly enemy of Iran, and they even broke off diplomatic relations for a few years, but they're back on again. And obviously the United States hasn't had diplomatic relations with the Iranians since 1980. That's because dozens of US diplomats were taken hostage at the time. So the Saudis and the United States see eye to eye on that one. And that was part of the reason of the rapprochement with the Zionist entity, as the Saudis used to call it, with Israel. The enemy of my enemy is my friend. So Saudi Arabian and Russian interests align on various issues. Russia's not part of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, but it's part of OPEC Plus. So they will contrive to increase oil prices when they need more revenue. But so Saudi Arabia needs Brent crude about $96 per barrel. Otherwise, they're losing money for to actually pay their essential costs. But their budget deficit is increasing at an alarming speed. So how on earth are they going to pay for Qiddiya, NEOM? How else are they going to host the 2034 FIFA World Cup? Another thing is, you can always cross somebody's palm with silver in Saudi Arabia. Dusur are the way business is done there, just like in Russia. And obviously Russian firms, Turkish firms, firms from countries where bribery is a way of life, they have a huge advantage from a Western country, from the Republic of Ireland, United Kingdom, and so on. If you're caught bribing abroad, that is jail time at home. So it possibly too puritanical, this insistence we don't do that. If you're going to respect the local culture, that's the way it is. I mean, I am told the facilitation fees. If you've done everything legally and the only way to get things done is to pay a bribe, that's a so-called facilitation fee, legally you're in the clear, but I'm not so sure about that. Someone who was involved in anti-corruption told me this one. Ukraine peace deal would mean more oil and gas on the market. I mean, Ukraine's got a bit of that, and indeed coal. Russia, there'll be no sanctions lifted on them, so the commodity prices would tumble, and that's not good for Saudi Arabia. They want to keep them artificially high. Thing is, why is MBS not doing anything about Gaza? And also, so much for Islamic Brotherhood and Arab solidarity. Why is he not welcoming Gazans into his country? Palestinians of all kinds. They're being slaughtered every single day, and yet he won't let them in. Has got millions of other guest workers, is just disgustful. So all the supposed good news, they're humanitarians, they're expediting these prisoner exchanges, that overshadows the fact that they've been decapitating dissidents, and people have been th thrown into slammer and horrendous conditions just for criticizing the regime on social media and so on. So it's all very bad news. Remember, Saudi Arabia is now part of BRICS, Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, and about a dozen other countries joined it earlier this year. So they're that sort of third force in between the United States and I suppose China. Russia's not really a superpower. So that's why the Saudi Arabia is doing it. I mean, it's for rather cynical reasons, I'm afraid to say. Thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on PayPal, donate on PayPal, yeah. Subscribe on Patreon, donate on PayPal, georgecalan790@gmail.com. Goodbye.